From the obituary pages, we've learned of the common thread between the music of the Viennese-born composer Arnold Schoenberg, who fled Nazi Germany for the United States, music like this, and this song, heard in the independent film of the same name, Murder City.
I'm living in murder city, trying my best to stay alive.
The answer is Dika Newlin, who died last weekend at the age of 82. She was one of Schoenberg's last surviving students. She was a Schoenberg scholar. And Murder City was one of the pieces she wrote and sang in her later years. She also wrote operas, a symphony, and chamber music. She was a child prodigy, a Columbia PhD at 22, a critic, a longtime professor of music at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, and somehow, in later life, a fan and practitioner of punk rock. Clark Bustard is retired music critic for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Dika Newlin was his friend.
She was a very tiny woman, probably 5 feet tall at most. She was not physically attractive, but she was able to exploit her looks in a way that got your attention.
She was performing with punk rock bands in Richmond, Virginia, I gather, when she was in her 70s. What's the connection between being a young student of Schoenberg and a senior punk?
She found that there was a continuity to it. She liked to point out that Schoenberg and others of his generation wrote for the cabarets, which would have been, I suppose, the punk rock or the nightclub rock of their time. She felt like she was doing the same thing.
And she managed to shuttle fairly easily between the headbangers who were a third her age and the classical music scene in Richmond?
Oh, yes. Yes, she could be found at chamber music concerts or the opera or performing as an Elvis impersonator.
Can you enlighten us at all about this song, Murder Kitty?
Dika was a great cat lover. She had as many as 8 cats living with her at some points. And late in life, she started making recordings of cats. Murder Kitty, which was the follow-up to Murder City, featured cat vocalizations. That's Dika. That's Dika impersonating a cat singing Schubert from the sounds of it. Which is just pluperfect Dika.
I assume that the fairly plodding piano that we're hearing at that moment, she was still capable of playing a lot better piano than that, as I assume.
I believe she was. I think she was doing that for effect.
Yeah. Well, she seems like she was quite a hoot.
She was a singular personality, no question about that.
Well, Mr. Bustard, thank you very much for talking with us about your late friend, Dika Newlin.
Thank you.
Former music critic of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Clark Bustard, talking about his friend, the late Dika Newlin, who died last week at the age of 82.
Meow! Meow!
This is NPR, National Public Radio.